All right, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So I was able to contact him. He said that he contacted XPO and he also contacted Best Buy, and they had their truck snowed in, so they were not able to do installation for anyone today. And he said that Best Buy or XPO should have reached out in regards. But you're not the first customer. Customers have been calling all day. And it's due to weather situations that's going on. But earlier when I talked to the regional manager, she just said, you know, that's something that Best Buy or XPO cannot control. So the only thing that we could do is reschedule you for another date.
Did somebody want to contact like the customers and say that, hey, we're not able to get to their house? Like
yeah, I don't know what they've been doing, but it's been all day nonstop. Like, customers have been calling in and they have not been putting anything in the notes. So I don't know if the service provider are actually telling Best Buy and XPO this. They are saying that they have. But a lot of customers have called in today. I've gotten a lot of customers, and they haven't been able to get installation because of, you know, weather situations or a storm or snow and stuff like that.
Our weather is fine. Like, it's, like, back to normal. That was, like, Thursday, Friday, and, like, everything's good to go now. Everybody's back to normal.
Yeah, I don't know where the trucks are, but he said the reason why they couldn't do it is because the trucks are snowed in. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know where exactly the trucks are, if it's a storm or something like that. And because that's what he said. He was like, when I called him, he's like, I'm out of already.
And they should have like called and said, hey, you know what, we're not able to do it today. Like, that's pretty crappy. Like, it's pretty crappy. Like, that's way crappy that somebody is going to, like, stay at their home and expect a phone call. And I've been calling, like, the last 3 hours. Are they coming? Like, and I've been calling you guys.
Yeah, because it still has in the system that is open. So it still has that you in the system. That's why I just looked at the route just to see had they, like, been doing any routes, and they didn't do any routes. So that's why I called the service provider, and he was like, I've talked to, like, 7 or 8 people today, and I keep telling them, like, I've already contacted Best Buy. I've already contacted XPO, and I'm like, well, yeah, you didn't contact the customer. Yeah, like.
Oh. Yikes.
So the only thing that we could do, that we can do right now, is just reschedule it. I can see what the next available. Oh, Lord. The next available date will be February 26th.
I mean, like, that's crazy to me. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, like, I'm not even going to be here that weekend. So I feel like that's kind of crazy. Like, I don't feel like that's doable. That's not doable.
So what I do.
Somebody's going to either have to give me, like, a huge discount on my dishwasher, and that would be acceptable, or, like, that's not, like, you guys have to be here this week. And you have to be there during my time, which I'm a teacher, like, I'm a first grade teacher, so, like, during the day is not going to be okay with me.
Okay, so what I can do is expedite it and get it over, send it over to the regional manager, let them know what's going on, that you would never, that you would like a better, you know, scheduled date than the 26th. And they'll,
like,
more than likely.
Cool. This is way not cool.
They'll,
I know, like, you're in charge of it, but, like, this is not cool, like, at all. So I'm going to, like, march right into Best Buy tomorrow.
Okay, I got it just pending client reschedule. I have not rescheduled you for that date, but like I stated, I am going to reach out to our regional manager and just let them know that
I'm
you
not,
would
I'm
like.
I'm not going to be down that weekend, so, like, I can't even, like, do it. So then you're going to, like, push me into March?
No, so once I reach out to the regional manager, and if they respond, once I come in Monday, because I know they're not going to respond right now, but once I come in Monday, and if I see that they responded back in the email that I'm about to send, then I'll reach back out and let you know. Or maybe they'll reach back out to you, or they'll just reschedule you with an earlier time frame than that, because I'm going to reach out to them and let them know that no one ever contacted you, and you were still under the impression that you were supposed to have installation for today.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm, like, at home, and I changed my plans to be here. Like, I feel like that's so crappy. Like, it's just a phone call. Hey, you know what? There's a big, like, snowstorm, and we can't get there. And that's all. Okay. I get it. Like, that's not cool. So, it's just not cool, right? And I'm being nice about it. I am sure other people have been fuming like mad.
Yeah.
I'm being nice about it. Like, this is not cool. Like, you can't do this to customers. Because, like, I'm waiting, right? And, like, I'm the one that's calling. Nobody's calling me.
Right. Yeah. It's like, that's why I said it's been like all day, and I noticed it's mainly been in the Ohio area.
Yeah.
But so, I'm sending out an email. But yeah, I'm sending over the email now.
Right. I mean, like, I know, like, people are like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have somebody call you. So I'm just like, I'm a little leery that, like.
Oh,
I'm
no. Just, like when I tell, because I've been on, like, listen, I've been away. I've been in plenty of situations on the phone with reps and stuff, and they told me they're going to do something and they don't do it. I'm not like that. Once I send out, if I tell you I'm going to send out an email, I'm going to do it because I understand why you're upset. I get it. And it was really no notes on the order, like not from a Best Buy rep or XPO rep. So I don't know, like that's why I said I don't know if they're actually telling Best Buy and XPO, but somebody is not doing their job, which is causing customers to call in thinking that they still have installation.
I know. It's kind of bad. Yeah, it's kind of bad because now, but then you say like, then I can't even get it for another month, which is kind of silly in my book. Like, I don't understand that. Like, why would it be another month when it was just a few days?
Yeah.
Well, like a week that I was getting it. So why is it another month?
It really depends on the service provider that's in your area that they assign you to. It depends on what
date
that they're going to be in that area is how we do like the rescheduling. So that's why I'm adding them into the email as well to, you know, just let them know, like, hey, she was under the impression no one never notified her. She did not get a phone call from Best Buy nor XPO.
I called quite a few times. Like, I can go back into, like, my log, and I'm like, I called, like, four times saying, hey, just making sure we're still on track. Just making sure. Like, I was calling only because, like, I had, like, plans, and I was like, I need to be home between 6 and 8. So, like, I called at 6, I called at 7:30, I called at 8:03, and then I called you, like, so, like, I was calling, like, almost every half hour, like, hey, you guys coming? I'm not getting a call.
Okay, let me see.
So, like, I was the one that was calling, like, hey, why haven't I received a call? And nobody was like, oh no, they'll call you, they'll call you.
Yeah, because like I stated, it was still showing up on our end that like you didn't have any problems. But if the last rep you talked to would have went back and looked and checked the route, they would have seen that the text never started the route. So that's what made me call this the service provider to see what was going on.
Well, I wish that those people would have like checked that, because that's kind of like a big thing, right?
Yes.
Oh man. So I'm feeling like I need a discount on my my appliance, because I feel like this is kind of kooky. It's not making sense to me.
I mean, you should, to be honest. I would definitely, well, it wouldn't be on us. You would have to contact Best Buy, because we don't handle that in this department.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, I definitely would, because like I said, he stated he told Best Buy and he told XPO. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if he
Yeah.
did tell, if they did notify Best Buy and they just didn't reach out and let the customers know, like, I don't know what's going on. Because it's like a lot of customers have been calling in, like, nobody notified me. Nobody told me about, I still thought they were coming. Like, I've been sitting at home. I canceled my plans to be here. So
I
it's just
know.
like,
Crazy.
yeah.
Ah, I know. And then we get so angry. I'm not getting angry with you. I'm just like, this is like crazy to me. Like this, like usually, everybody's always like, oh, okay, we'll be there. And they're always calling. They're always calling. And I'm like, why isn't anybody calling me? All right, so I'm marching into Best Buy tomorrow, and but you guys keep. I'm gonna march in there tomorrow because I feel like this is kind of.
Yeah, and tell them, and then they'll see, because I'm putting a note in on your order as well, so they will see. And I'm just gonna let them know everything that happened. Like, you thought you had a service for today. They were supposed to come. They did not come. No one, Best Buy nor XPO, notified you. You called in. I called the service provider, and he stated that he had talked to like seven or eight people, and then what he said like on the phone was like, I was irritating him, like basically like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, I've talked to seven other people today and I keep telling you
And
guys the same thing. So I'm like,
the funny
well,
thing is, so my call last night, she said they're going to be here between 6 and 8. So I got a call last night verifying it.
oh yeah, I know. You talked with me. My notes was in the
Oh,
order.
I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. So that was last night, though.
Yes, last night. So that's what I'm saying. If they contacted or said anything, which I know that they had to the day before or either this morning, if they knew that the trucks were snowed in, then that should have been something that Best Buy should have notified XPO, like, hey, we have these lit, which they normally do. So that's why I'm like confused, because normally, like, they will get like emails and stuff. It'll be sent over and they'll be like, hey, I have a list of orders that you're gonna have to call the customer and reschedule. Check called in, no, service provider called in, emailed us, or someone is down with COVID or something happened, they're down the truck, so you're gonna have to reschedule them. That's how it's supposed to go. So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't know if they're telling the truth or
Oh,
what.
yeah, right. Oh, man. Well, I'm a first grade teacher, so I can do after 4 o'clock, like on a normal day.
Okay. I'm sending the email over to them now.
So, like, my time, like, I can't, like, it's tricky for me to take off, like, days. And that's why I was like, Saturday, score, I'm in.
Yeah. I'm just scheduled from 6 to 8.
All right, is that your, are you clicking?
Yes, that's me.
Oh, and a little person in the back.
Oh, yeah, that's my baby. I'm working from home.
Oh. Doing it all. That's, yeah.
Notes.
So, are you looking for times or are you like sending emails right now?
No, I'm sending out an email.
Okay. Okay. So what do we do about like times? Like,
okay, so like I'm not gonna reschedule you because you stated that you're not gonna be in town for that. So that's why I'm not gonna reschedule you. But I do have an independent client reschedule. This was for delivery and installation.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would not, because I know sometimes, like, Best Buy, they will reschedule you, but sometimes, like, once they reschedule it, the ticket gets split. So, like, you'll have, like, a set of technicians, they'll come out, and they'll just do, like, a drop-off, a delivery of your appliance. And then you'll have another team that'll come out and do installation for that appliance. But, I mean, yeah, so because I know a lot of customers, like, they'll call Best Buy and they'll be like, well, we can, you know, I can go ahead and reschedule you for this date or whatever, whatever. And then it'll be, like, basically, it'll be two, like, separate tickets that get sent over to us. So that's what I'm trying not to do. That's why I'm not rescheduling you for that date because you said you're not even going to be in town. And that's the only first available date that I see that's in the system for February. That's the only one. And so I don't want to schedule you for March. So that's why I'm emailing it over to the regional department to let them know that they need to accommodate you before that schedule date.
Yeah, well, because I'm nice and, like, I'm not raising, like, a big fuss. So it was supposed to be today, so it needs to be pretty soon.
And you said you won't be in town for that week?
For the whole weekend.
Okay.
surprise.
Hi.
Hi.
Alrighty, so I don't know what else to do. I'm gonna go into Best Buy tomorrow, and then I don't know what to do with this.
You like, if you feel like you want to just and you don't, if you want to go to the store, you can, but you can also just contact a Best Buy representative as well. Just let them know. But if you feel like you want to like a credit or something like that because of the situation, you must definitely call them and let them know, or go into the store and let them know, like, hey, they did not notify me at all. Like, I didn't know anything, you know? So that's pretty much that. And I'm about to send the email, and then I'm about to update it in the notes as well.
Okay. All righty. So, who's going to contact me about a time?
So once I get back, I'm going to see if they have said anything. And then once I get in the office, Monday, I'll see if they've written back for the emails, which they normally do, because it's regional managers. They normally just write us back in the morning. But once they do and they say anything, or if they don't say anything, I'm going to send a follow-up, just asking them, like, can they follow up with me about this order? Once they do, I'll contact you and let you know what they say.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right. I'm sorry about that. You have a great night.
All right, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.